operation of the Holy Spirit, Peter makes mention of that possibility. And he says, we have something more sure than eyewitnesses. We have the very word of God himself. In today's text, God says, this is my beloved Son. You've heard those words before, but today we celebrate the feast of our Lord's Transfiguration. You are a spectator at this event because you have heard and seen it, as it were, through the eyes of Peter, James, and John. And what you have seen is your Lord's discussion with Moses and Elijah and his transfiguration. If you were as conversant through the history of Israel like these three disciples, you would be reminded that both Moses and Elijah had had mountaintop experiences. You would be reminded that both Moses and Elijah had come down from their mountaintop experiences to bitter disappointments. Both of these sought mightily to see the real God. Both of these men left this earthly life in unique ways. Consider Moses' mountaintop experience. He had been bidden by God to the top of the mountain to receive his law. And as the Old Testament revealed to you and to your ears this day, you heard that when Moses came down from the mountain, his face glowed, reflecting the glory of God. For the very glory of God left Moses' face shining brightly, like some commentators may say, he had a sunburn. But Moses' great desire to see the face of God, yet God reminded him that he could not bear to see the glory, even in the least of God's presence. This mountaintop experience for Moses was to be placed in the cleft of a rock and hide his face while God passes his less presentable parts, his backside, his inglorious parts, before Moses. After receiving the law of God and coming down from this mountaintop experience, Moses comes down to find the people of Israel in idolatrous worship. Elijah faced the false prophets of Baal on the mountain. He issued a challenge as to whether God or Baal were stronger. You recall the story of the false prophets intercepted before the altar of sacrifice and Elijah's mocking their very efforts. But after their failure to have their sacrifice consumed, Elijah poured water over all his sacrifice and then loudly proclaimed that the God of the Israelites was called upon to consume the sacrifice. And after the sacrifice was consumed, the people rallied for Elijah, and the false prophets of Baal were slain, just as all those who bowed down to the golden calf were slain. And like Moses, Elijah then goes to the mountaintop to show the king Ahab that there is a storm coming because God has set a drought because of Israel's idolatry, and because now Israel had been severed of these false prophets, God would again send rain. And when the rain came, both Ahab and Elijah came down from the mountain, and Elijah ran before the chariots into the city, where the queen, Queen Jezebel, had already heard of what had transpired, and put a price on Elijah's head, and swore an oath saying that before the end of the day, he too would be put to the sword. And Elijah fled with bitter disappointment. For rather than rejoice with the demise of the false prophets, both of is yes. And there are others too who face their own mountains. You recall Abraham and the mountain at Moriah, where he faced the sacrifice of his son on that mountain, but instead saw the mountain renamed the Mount of the Lord, for it shall be provided. There is the mountain too where your Lord Jesus descended into heaven, as you have just confessed in the Creed. But on this mountain, called the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John see the glory of God in the person of Jesus, and they cannot stand it. Nor can they stand to hear the voice of God coming from the cloud. So we are left to ask this question of ourselves: why does this event occur? Does it occur for the sake of Jesus, or for the sake of his disciples, or for the sake of Moses and Elijah? And the answer, of course, is yes. For each of these men and their mountaintop experiences reveal to you and to me in one way or another the glory of God. There has, and there always will be, I suspect, a considerable quest for glory, the glory of God even in this life. One whole religious movement focuses mainly on the glory of God. And we think of the Ark of the Covenant, or the Holy Grail, or the search for the chalice. And all of these, including the search for God's glory, are but two examples. When people have a great experience, such an experience is oftentimes said to be a mountaintop experience. Perhaps this is so because here God reveals his glory on mountains. These two mountains, the Mount of Sinai and the Mount of Transfiguration, seem to collide. For on one, the law of God, even though man cannot keep it, is so perfect that man cannot face it. And on the other, the saints of God, and three would-be saints, as it were, by that I mean not yet in eternal glory, well, for that reality. Is this second mountain the place where the glory of Jesus is fully revealed? Let us consider the question, what is glory? For someone who is a budding TV or movie star or starlet, the answer is publicity. It doesn't matter whether it's good or bad. Mere publicity will do. For many, if their name is out there, and name recognition is worth every experience. How do you know glory? How would you know it if you saw it? How about the glory seen in the face of Christ, or the glory seen in the person of Moses and Elijah, the glory revealed in the cloud, or the glory revealed in the voice? The disciples were quite right to be afraid, for the glory of God reminds them of his holiness. And so when the disciples heard it, the text tells us, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. Those words seem familiar to you, and it is so that they should. For at Christmas time, you heard about shepherds, lonely shepherds, who too were terrified at the presence of God's messengers. And they too heard the word of that messenger, fear not. And the mother of our Lord herself, when confronted by such a messenger, heard the message, fear not, be not afraid, Mary. Now we see Peter, James, and John, the pillars of the church, as it were, having had this glory revealed to them, and all they can do is fall on their face in fear. And Today. dat is van